Welcome everybody. Share number 1515. Well, any today Lila Nishmas Mishadoy Ben Rabbi and Zizel. The Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lufush Lem Harav Ful Yeshua Ben Brindle. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, of course we're talking about the halachas of talking on Shabbos and Vedabadavar. We mentioned last year we started talking about to tell a friend. Not a guy, it's time a friend. I want to tell my friend to drive me somewhere on after Shabbos that I can do, right? For Sunday, Monday, right? So that you can do. Just like you can't say it, you can't tell your friend to do it. But we started to say that there's possibly a way of hinting. So I just want to go through the Sefer Klalim, page Reish Tzadik Beis. He says like this, Lema l'chaver b'Shabbos, b'remes b'loshen siva, to tell your friend to do an iser for you on Shabbos, again, not on Shabbos, I'm telling my friend to do this thing on Sunday or Monday, let's say drive me here or drive me there, whatever, but I'm doing it in a hinting way whereby he might understand. So he says like this, also levakesh b'Shabbos mechaveri, one is not, again, page Reish Tzadik Beis, Sefer Klalim, also levakesh b'Shabbos mechaveri, one is not allowed to ask from their friends on Shabbos, afilu b'remes, even in a way of hinting, sheyasa b'shvile pu'ula shasura b'Shabbos, that to do a certain thing that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. If I hint to him in a certain way, to drive me here, drive me there, can't do it. Oh, so now he's explaining. When you're doing it in a way, a loshen sivoy, in a commandment way, like do this, do that, but you're doing it through a hinting way. V'atam, why? Sha'afal pishemutil, levakesh pu'ula kazu b'remes, even though it would be sort of allowed to ask your friend to do this thing in a lashon remez, in a sort of like a hinting way, but not straight out. So again, just to say it again. V'atam she'afal pi she'mutal levakash pula kazu b'remez, even though you could ask him in a hinting way, oh, but now he's explaining, oh, k'shem evakash b'lashon siva, right. But the reason is, even though you could ask him in a hinting way, we're going to see, but it has to be shaloi b'lashon siva, not in a way whereby you're telling him to do something. Okay, we're going to see how this works. Hainu m'nei shaloi nechshav remez kediba. Like, in other words, that the remez, the hinting way, should not be a dibur, should not be some sort of the isra v'dabadava, meaning saying out where there's an understanding of saying out this thing of the action that's not allowed to be done. V'nimsa shirak maharer. Okay, shenimsa shirak maharer pahula ho isra umuta mi'ikradin lahar b'shabis mebelacha. So if it's done in a way whereby it's not through a commanding type of a hint, okay, which we'll see some examples. It's not a commanding type of a hint. That would be muta because that falls under hearer. Again, we have dibur, which is also the speaking part of something's not allowed to be done. And then there's the hearer, the thinking part, which halacha lamaisa is muta. Umuta me'ikra din lahar b'Shabbos b'malacha. One is allowed to think of a malacha on Shabbos. But when you ask your friend in a lashon sivoy, right, even though it's a hinting way, but it's in a way of where a command, right, where you're telling him, even though it's in a hinting way, havikadibur mamish, it's mamish like talking, mamish like saying out the action. And as we know, it's saying straight out to ask your friend to do something that's also on Shabbos, ask him to do it for you on Sunday, Monday, but it is also to do on Shabbos that you're not allowed to do. Afilu b'maitzi Shabbos. Imas l'asaisim b'Shabbos b'shim b'dabedaber. Okay, so now let's see some examples. So just to give an example, the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa brings down an interesting example. There's many examples. Obviously, we could do all the understanding and use our own imagination. But he brings down in Chof Tes, Perek Chof Tes, Eisen and Bayes 52. He says, for example, if you meet a taxi cab driver, now it doesn't make a difference, Jewish, not Jewish, that's not the issue. The question is this, the saying part of it, the fact that person is talking. So the taxi cab driver, and you say something along the lines that, you don't tell him straight out. We're talking about hinting now. You're not to tell him straight out, you know what, I want you to drive me here, drive me there, that you can't do. But to tell him, you know what, come to my house tonight, after Shabbos, or something along those lines. Now you're telling him that's a tziva. You're telling him to come. Okay, coming is fine. He could walk also. That's not a problem. But if it's an understandable thing, even though you're hinting, that would fall under a problem. It follows from the context of the previous paragraph. He said the woman must not on Shabbos tell a taxi cab driver, even if he's not Jewish. He brings on like the call or to come or something along those lines, but because he's saying it to do this thing. One may, however, indirectly, he says, one may, however, indirectly intimate to him on Shabbos one's desire that he should present himself when Shabbos ends. For example, he says, for example, by asking this taxi cab driver, whatever the case is, by asking whether he thinks he would be free to come after Shabbos. Something along those lines, right? You're not telling him straight out, be at my house, even though you're not telling him to drive, but he's saying, be at my house. But you're saying like this, you ask him, are you free tonight? Something like that, right? That's what he says. By asking him whether he thinks he will be free to come after Shabbos. Another way he says, by informing him that one will be happy if he were able to come after Shabbos, I will be happy. And so I'm not telling him to come. I don't know. It's a nice thing if you will be at my house after Shabbos. You know, something like that. Again, you're not doing your Balash and Sivoy, number one. And it is a, brings down the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus. It's a hint because you didn't tell him what you need done, even though it's sort of like understandable, but you're not telling him straight out what you need done. So these are various different type of ways. Again, Lashon Tzivoy is where you're telling him straight out, be at my house, after Shabbos. That's a different story, even though you didn't tell him what, when, and where, but be at my house. But now you're just saying, okay, yeah, I don't know, it's a nice thing, you know, whether you think you'll be free tonight after Shabbos, you just ask him, like something along those lines, or by informing the person, it would be so nice to see you after Shabbos, something along those lines. Again, you're not telling him, by informing him that one will be happy if they were able to come after Shabbos, you're not telling him what he should do. So that's another way, if somebody wants somebody else to do them a favor, or whatever the case is, after Shabbos, to do it in that sort of way, Balashin Sivai, in a hinting type of way, but not in a commandment type of way, but just a stama statement, that type of a way would be okay. Just give another example. The Sefer Klalim brings down on page Reish Sadi Gimel, Hayanochon Imi La'achashav. It's the same type of a thing. Again, somebody drives or whatever the case is, you know, be with me after Shabbos. So again, it's a lesson Sivai, you're telling him to be, even though you never said driving, you never said the Isser itself, but you're saying, you're doing it in a hinting way, but you're saying, be with me tonight. A lesson Sivai of a commandment that, again, and from that he'll understand you want him to drive you, whatever, that you cannot, is not allowed to be done. One more quick interesting thing. Somebody has they see their workers, whatever the case might be, and or waiters, and they want to hire them for tonight or something like that. So the same type of thing. You say Tihiyu Muchanim brings down Sefer Klum. Tihiyu Muchanim, b'Moitzei Shabbos. In other words, be ready tonight. So that you can't say, but if you say it's sort of like in the Balashin Sivoy, Balashin Remez, in a hinting way, but you're not telling them to do. Oh, it's a nice thing if I would see you tonight, something like that. You're not telling him what to do. When you say, be ready tonight, okay, so that he says he can't do. Asulam al-Payalam, you can't tell to workers, be ready tonight. You're telling them what to do. It's a command. But if you say, again, if you say, oh, it's so nice if I see you tonight, something like that, without a commandment, so then we say it's Belush and Remez. So that is how they bring down, would be okay. Thank you for listening. Asulam al-Rachakoltuv.